I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Aberdare's Country Lodge and Sanctuary in Nyeri County in the Republic of Kenya in the continent of Africa. When you talk about Africa and you talk about the world, it cannot be discussed in spite of the personalities who make a contribution. And the individual that we want to talk about is such a one as that, Kofi Annan. Kofi Annan was born in Ghana. He became a great Ghanaian. He became a great African. And he became a great human being. In fact, historians have described Kofi Annan as the quintessential diplomat. He was diplomacy personified. Here in Kenya, we will remember him that when we were on the verge of breaking down as a country in the year 2007-2008, it is Kofi Annan that we got out of retirement to come into Kenya and midwife a peace process. That is how great Kofi Annan was. But his greatness did not begin from thence. He rose through the ranks, and the world knows Kofi Annan for the work that he did for the world through the United Nations. When he became the second African to be the Secretary General of the United Nations after Egypt's Boutros Ghali in 1996, serving through to the year 2006, Kofi Annan was first an undersecretary in charge of peace and security. And he did so during a time when the world was troubled. We will remember that he served when there were problems in Srebrenica. We will remember that he served when there were problems in Rwanda as the undersecretary. And we will remember that throughout that space, Kofi Annan was always interested in ensuring that peace was maintained. He traveled throughout the world looking and seeking peace. So effective was Kofi Annan that in the year 2001, the United Nations and Kofi Annan received the Nobel Peace Prize. That defines who Kofi Annan was. Of course, historians will remember that when there was the massacre in Rwanda and he served as the undersecretary in charge of peace and security, he was blamed a little by some that he could have done better. But those who know will remember that his voice was never silenced. Amidst the confusion that existed at that time, his voice was as clear as it was eloquent, even though it could not be heard even at its purest tone. Kofi Annan was present, seeking peace and seeking initiatives that would develop the world. But outside of the peace environment, the world must also remember Kofi Annan for something that we now forget about, the Millennium Development Goals. It was during the Secretary Generalship of Kofi Annan that the United Nations came to the realization that we had to have goals that were going to define how the world was going to be liberated from war, going to be liberated from economic want, going to be liberated from the vagaries of climate change, going to be liberated from a world where women were underrepresented, where youth were underrepresented, and he midwifed the Millennium Development Goals. So that today, when we talk about the Sustainable Development Goals, which were or are an improvement of the Millennium Development Goals, we must remember Kofi Annan. We must remember that is he who moved around the world and said that Africa and the world must have model villages where we have health facilities, where we have schools, where we have potable water. That was Kofi Annan. It was during the tenure of Kofi Annan that UNAIDS started emerging, because HIV was ravaging the world. And it is Kofi Annan who was in the forefront of persuading the international community that indeed HIV/AIDS had to be dealt with. So that when today we see the UN institutions and organizations focusing on HIV/AIDS, it was because of Kofi Annan. But we cannot stop there when we are talking about Kofi Annan. There are many other initiatives in which he was involved, which were designed to ensure that the world realized her potential. One of the things that Kofi Annan also did was to talk about the question of education. How are we going to deal with education, particularly in areas where there was conflict situation? And he was in the forefront of leading up the question of education and the question of governance. And he did not only restrict it to other parts of the world, he also talked about education in the continent of Africa. And he talked about the involvement of African institutions in peacekeeping and in education. And today, for example, when you see some of the initiatives that were undertaken or being undertaken by the African Union, it was courtesy of Kofi Annan, because he also talked about democracy. And when he talked about democracy, indeed he was talking about good governance and transparency. And today, if you go to Accra, Ghana, there is the Kofi Annan Institute, which has been established to deal with issues of governance, which was at the behest of Kofi Annan. So this Kofi Annan is a man who, when we talk about history and we talk about the things that he has contributed in terms of African governance, he has made a major contribution. And his claim to fame, when history is written, it will be that he was a UN Secretary General who wanted to ensure that the world operated on the basis of mutual understanding. Kofi Annan understood that the whole idea of multipolarity, because remember that the UN for a long time was an organization that was seen as an instrument of Western powers particularly, and he was of the view that there was need indeed to begin to reform the UN. And this question of reform, which remains alive with us today, is one that was under discussion a lot more prominently during Kofi Annan, when the conversations around reforming the Security Council, particularly with a view to having a greater African prominence in the Security Council, Kofi Annan was in the forefront about this. And I remember one diplomat, I cannot remember which diplomat in the Western world, said that when you talk about diplomacy, the man that you call is Kofi Annan, and he called him Mr. Honey, because he was so nice. So that even when he is taking you to the guillotine, you go to the guillotine willingly, as if you are going to a party. That was Kofi Annan. And I remember him very distinctly, particularly when he was here in Kenya in the year 2007, 2008, when the political combatants were at daggers drawn. It is him who persuaded them, and Kenyans specifically must remember Kofi Annan, because it is he who ensured that peace was brokered. It is he who ensured that after that particular situation, he divided the Kenyan problems into short-term, medium-term, and long-term. And it is in that context that Kenya then had the Constitution of Kenya 2010, courtesy of the midwifery of Kofi Annan. So who is this man that emerged in this way, and why must we respect him as we talk about the continent and about Africa? I think that Kofi Annan, in terms of the legacy that he leaves, is to be understood in several ways. First, as a Ghanaian, we've got to look at Kofi Annan as a contributor to Ghana. What contribution did he make to Ghana that today he is immortalized through an institution that talks about governance? And I say this because when we talk about Ghana, we must never forget the Osagie for Kwame Nkrumah. And to that extent, he stands almost alongside Ghana as a person who was passionate about the continent, about Ghana initially. And we must also remember him as an African. Having gotten the opportunity to be the second Secretary General of the United Nations after Boutros Ghali, and permit me to talk about that in the context that he was the first Secretary General from sub-Saharan Africa. And that is significant sometimes, because many times when we talk about Africa, sometimes the Maghreb must be treated a little differently. And he was from sub-Saharan Africa, and he appreciated some of the problems that bedevil South sub-Saharan Africa only, such as poverty, such as disease, such as internally displaced persons, such as refugees, such as conflict, such as the lack of water, such as the abuse of resources, such as a lack of good governance, courtesy of imported governance system. And he was at the forefront of ensuring that that happened. He was also conscious that it is the duty of African governments to strengthen African institutions. And his intimacy, therefore, with the African institution is something that must be remembered. And of course, lastly, he must be remembered as a global figure. A global figure who appreciated that the UN had a critical role in the world. And you will remember that his activities, even in East Timor-Leste, he was active in East Timor when he was at the helm of the United Nations. And of course, we know at that time the activities, things that were happening in Serbia. And it is not lost on me that he was also in the forefront of trying to ensure that impunity in the world was not given pride of place. So Kofi Annan will be remembered as a great Ghanaian. Kofi Annan will be remembered as a great African. Kofi Annan will be remembered as a great citizen of the world. Kofi Annan will be remembered as a great human being. And it gladdens my heart that there are such men who have the opportunity to serve, and they serve with dedication, they serve with distinction, and they serve selflessly. And such a one as that is Kofi Annan. And the world did indeed recognize him. And if the Nobel Prize is anything to go by, then it is a testament to his contribution to the world. Kofi Annan is dead, but Kofi Annan lives forever. Ladies and gentlemen, our discussion on diverse issues on the continent of Africa will continue. But let us take a break as we wrap our minds about what we have discussed. See you again as we continue discussions on the continent of Africa. Thank you very much.